So holding daf nun hey yomer aleph. And top the Gemara says minolon devoid tzofen. How do we know by a shal mitzibra? Like a mishnah just said, a shal mitzibra means on shavuos when they bring the shtei halechem, they used to bring two shlamim for shal mitzibra. So how do we know the kiftzei atzeres? How do we know that the rest of the shchit and the kabbalas adam have to be on tzofen side? So that's the Gemara's question. Minolon devoid tzofen. The Tony went like this, the Tony Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Kame the Rav, in front of Rav. The first it says in Vayikra, the Yasisim, Seer, Izim Echo the Chattas. He should make one of these Seerim, should be a Korban Chattas. Rashi says, God be Shtei Halechem, the Kiv Tzei Atzeres, Ksiv, the Seifu the Kruah, Shnei Krosim, then the Poskir Shnei Krosim. So it says this right next to the Parsha of Shtei Halechem. So, if so, the Shal Mitzibra is like Hukish to a Chattis. So, Ma Chattis, just like a Korban Chattis, the Tzofen, the Shchit and Kabbalah Saddam, has to be done on the Tzofen side, is Af Shal Mitzibra, the same thing, the Shlomim, the Kibsi Atzeres that come on Shruis, Machmas Rishtei Alechem, also have to be B'Tzofen. That's the limit. Oh, Malay, Rav said back, no. V'chi Chattis Mechin Lomdo. How do we know even a Korban Chattis, its shchita has to be done with Tzofen side? We only know it from a Korban Eino. If so, Dover HaLamed BeHekish, Chayizim HaLamed BeHekish, like even a Korban Chattis, you only learn with a Hekish from a Korban Eino. So how can we go out and learn now, Hishal Meitzibor from a Korban Chattis? It's a Hekish from a Hekish, and we had before, that by Kachim we do not learn out a Hekish from a Hekish. And rather, Lumna's like this, Midutoni Rav Mori Bred Rav Kana. Like Rav Mori Bred Rav Kana said, the passage says, Al Oloisechem V'yal Zivchei Shalmechem. Says that this Shalmechibor is like a Korban Eilo. Therefore, it's a Hekish directed to a Korban Eilo. So the limit is, Ma Eilo, just like a Korban Eilo, is Kodesh Kodeshim. Has a lech of Kodesh Kodeshim, is Af Zivchei Shalmechibor. Who are then these two kifs the atzeres is brought on Shuas also has a locha of a shal mitzibah. Is at zivchei shal mitzibah is kodesh kodesh kodeshim also has locha of kodesh kodeshim. And the same thing, ma oile b'tzofen, just like by korban oile tshchit and kabbal sadam, has to be done on the tzofen side of the mizbeach, is at zivchei shal mitzibah, b'tzofen, the shal mitzibah also has to be done on the tzofen side. So when it says, so, and the Keisha Kamalomo, Lama also, is so, how can the Torah says that these Shal Mitzibah is not like the Korban Chattis? For what purpose is the Hukash the Chattis? To tell you like this, Ki Chattis has not like the Korban Chattis, that Ma Chattis, and in the Chesel Zichr Kuna, just like a Korban Chattis is only eating by the Zichr Kuna, is Af Zivche Shal Mitzibah, the same thing. The Zivche Shal Mitzibah also, the Zichr Kuna, it's only eaten by the Zichr Kuna. That's the limit. But the Nechnami, that would have to have Tzofen, that's not from a Hekish, from a Korban Chattis, but a Hekish directly to a Korban Eino. Omalei Abayis, Abayis at back, Yochi is so, Gabi El Nozir, that the Korban Nest has been a special Ayol, the Yosivit says, Vikr Ves Korban El Hashem, Kevis Ben Shneso, Tomem Echol Yolo, Bekiv Sachas, Ba Shneso, Tvim El Echatis, the Yair Lecha Tom Lishlomim. So it says there that one is an Eilu, one is a Chattis, and one Eilu is a Korban Shlomim. So who are Hachin Ami, they also by this Eilu of a Nazir, name of the Hekish, a Kos of the Chattis. Let's say Torah made Hekish, that Eilu to a Chattis, that Shlom is to a Chattis, Ma Chattis and a Necholis, Eilu the Zichre Kuna, just like a regular Chattis, only the Zichre Kuna could eat it, is Af Eilu Nazir, same thing in Eilu Nazir also Nami, only Zichr Kuna could eat it. Then we make a lumen like this also. So Moshe says, no, Hachi Ash was one to do with the other. Hostam over the Akiva and the civil office at Kainas Azroya Bashela. Min Ayel. Terus is clearly there by this Ayel of a Nazir, the Kain takes the Zroya and cooks it up. Mechlau de Kule Bailam Achle Lei. Mashma, the Bailam meat from the Korban, it's a regular Korban Shlomim. Not only the Zichre Kuna, but like any other Shlomim, the Bible meat from it. Zroya Bashela Miel El Sachle El Zichre Kuna, but I call upon them, since the Zroya Bashela, the Zroya, close to the Kain, maybe this halacha is only to zikra kuna, and that's all kahanim or to benos kahanim. Kash, nechem bizlu l'bekasha. Why would we make such a hekesh to say that the ayal nazir, it's a zuraya that goes to the kahanim, maybe should only be eaten by the zikra kuna? The boy is saying, another test could be is, kodshe ikri, kodshe kodoshim le ikri. I tell you, this ayal is only called kodshim, it's not called kodesh kodoshim. Therefore, it's nechel, bakir, loved after by zikra kuna. It says next to Krav Mechatas, what's the Hekish? Or my Rova, the Chiddush Rova says, Shem Gilach Alechon Mishloshtun Yotso, that you should know, even though the Nozir has to bring all three Kabonis, but he has to be brought either one of them. Then if he makes the Giluach, the Maaseh B'Diavad, it's okay, that's the limud over there. Rashi says, Shem Gilach Alechon Mishloshtun Yotso. The chatas who the yach and mishlamim. As I've been learning about the chatas from Krav Mishlamim. Ma yo nozim hei vi yochid bloi chatas viyulo. Yotz, just like this ayin that brings by itself as yotz, the yachsid it says viyacha, yishra nozim yayin, the yom ma vasifri. Acha ma yisichidi vay mishlamim. Shikra tikalach toisha nozim tluya bishlamov. Then once the nozim brings his Krav Mishlamim, then the locher is he's allowed to take his hekot. So the hekot teaches us that not only once he brings the shlemin, but even if he only brought his korban chatas, also the locher is. That he has to brought his korban chatas, now if he takes the haircut, but the evidence is good. That's the hekashir. Shem gila halakas mishloshton, the din is yotza. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, ha toido v'yel nozir. Or korban toido, or else a special idol that nozir brings as locher kashlemin. These two korbanos are kochim kalim. The Avloch of Kochim Kalim, and therefore Rashi says, there's no Isamila around them right now, and therefore, Shchitosa Mechomokim B'Yazora. Any place in the Yazora, you can make the Shchita. If Kis, it's not Toyin, Tzofim. With the Domin Toyin Shteima Tonoi Shein Arba, that is Rika Tadama is only on two corners, but again, the two corners end up to be like four, that we had by Korban Eilo, V'Necholim B'Chol Yir, the meat, you're allowed to eat any place in Yerushalayim, loved out inside the base of Middash, any place in Yerushalayim is okay. The whole lot of any person could eat it, not only Kain, even a Zar could also eat it. The whole Michael, any way they want to eat it, not only roasted, even cooked, any way you want to eat it. The young Laila, one whole day, and that night, at Chatez until Chatez. So Rashi says, Betayda by Korban Tadik Siv, the young Kaboni Yachol. The Yenicha Menuad Baker, the Tanya Toyda Shlomit, the Rabbis Shalmei Nazir, that the Shlomim that a Nazir brings has the same halacha also. Even though a regular Korban Shlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days, but a Korban Toyda, or the ayah that a Nazir brings, could only be eaten 1 day and 1 night, and Midrabon is only up until Chatzais Halayla. Hamorimihem means the Emurim that's taken off from this Korban Shlomim, or from this Toida, is Kiyotze Ben has the same halacha. Ela Shamurim Nechol Mekanim Lidin Shem Luvneim Lovdeim means the Amurim means not only the Amurim that's burnt, but even the part that's given to the Kohanim. So Rashi says, Min HaToida from the Korban Toida means Chazor V'Shoik. Again, you have the Shlomim that is a Matana to the Kohen. So the Matana that's given to the Kohen, that part has a locha that could be eaten by the Kohanim, but not only to the Zichra Kuna, even to the wives, and even to the children, to the Avodim also, they're allowed to give it to eat. Ela Shamurim Nechol, the Kohanim, L'Nishayim, L'Uvneim, U'Liyavdayim. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, what's in a place like this? Es Chazei HaTznufa, V'Yeshayk HaTruma, Toyochlu B'Mokim Tor. Shida B'Mokim Tor, Rashi says, V'Pashis V'Yibiyo Mashminik Siv, he's supposed to eat in the Mokim Torah. Omer Rav Nechemya, V'chi Rishonim B'Toma Achlu. Like what's the Chiddush over here? Here's the beginning of V'chi Rishonim. Rashi says, Korbanos HaRishonim Shenem Rutchilo, Linnik Ugoin, Sirim U'Mincha, the son of Ochir, can eat that in the Mokim Torah. And what's the Postik saying over here? Tehchel B'Mokim Torah, Sheet or Korbanos, all Kachim have to be in the Mokim Torah. And Rav Mitzvah says like this, Toyer Mechlal Shu Torah. Torah means Mechlal Shutor means Mitlag Siv Kodesh. Shemin Rashi says Torah Beniksas Koma. V'lo Minakil mashma, even though it's only a toy of a nixas. Ketzad, the machne hator mitumas mitzera, means in which type of a machne can eat this? A machne which is toy from tumas mitzera. A mitzera cannot be nichnas, but still the tumas mitumasav, that drove him allowed to come in. And which machne is this? That's machne Yisrael, that's Yerushalayim. That's what I mean to say, you're allowed to eat this in Yerushalayim, in machne Yisrael. That's the most diyek. El toyer mechlau shu tomei, toyer mitumas mitzera, meaning it's toyer that a mitzera, which is mashanech mekol gimel machnois, you cannot eat it in that makom, but for tomei mitumasav, a zav could still be a machne Yisrael. V'yezazu, which machne is this? Zu machne Yisrael. The kids are kochim kalim, you're allowed to eat in machne Yisrael, you can eat it in Yerushalayim. V'yema, what on earth the pasuk means to say, toyer mitumasav, the tumim and tumas meis. Maybe they said it's a makom where a tumas zav cannot be there, but a tumas meis could be there. And maybe the yezus there is a machn levia, meaning that maybe you can only eat the kosher kalim only a machn levia, not on a whole Yerushalayim, only in Harabayis, but maybe not outside the Harabayis. So Rabbaya, on the Kor, the Pesach says, the achaltim oiso the makom kodesh. You should eat this. The Mokum Kodesh. So the Diyak is, Oysa the Mokum Kodesh. V'loi Acheres the Mokum Kodesh means only this has to be the Mokum Kodesh. Rashi says, the Minchit Siv, V'u in Yona, V'ein Acheres, V'ein Lach, and Meitod the Mokum Kodesh. Only a Minch, which has Lach of Kodesh Kodoshim, that has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. But not something else. V'loi Acheres the Mokum Kodesh. Sa'afka l'mach me'leviyah. The prophet says it does not have to be. Rosh is after machne shchina shekorva b'toichum machne levia. Hodik siv. So that prophet alone takes it out of the machne shchina. There at least could be a machne levia. Hodik siv. Then the prophet says the mokim toyer is after the machne Yisrael. That takes it out to tell us that kochim kalim larit in machne Yisrael, meaning in hoy Yerushalayim larit it. Rav Amar Rav says oisa b'mokim kadosh. That a mincha has to be mokum kodesh and not something else. Is afka legamri, that alone takes it out completely. That's afka legamri, Rashi says, v'afilu chus l'mechoyma, v'mashma. Chus yushlaim, that we mashma any place. Dig is only the mincha has to be inside. V'mashma kodeshim kalim could be even outside yushlaim also. Hod the kosher rachmona, then the pasuk says, teuch l'mokim ter, yishida b'mokim ter, meaning ayah l'machna Yisrael, bring it back to the kol ponim, you have to eat the kochim kalim in the machne Yisrael. V'yema, what am I say? Ayla l'machne levia. Maybe bring it back even into machne levia. It has to be not inside machne Yisrael, but it has to be further in the harabayis. Gemara lechod malina letata lemalina. No, one person want to bring it back. One madrega means we'll bring it back to Yerushalayim, but not further than Yerushalayim. Yochiv, that's the story, you only go one step at a time. Is afukinami lechodem afkinim etat lemakinim, like had enough for one post to take it all the way out, even out of Yerushalayim. Maybe one post going to take it out of the Kodesh and into Machna Levia. How do you know further? For Yoy, secondly, leisuch alecha b'sherecha, ksiv, the Pesach says. Rashi, v'heichi yamilin afk legam, I can take it out completely. It says you can't eat it any place. Elavada machvarat or kudabayat kamat ulasan abaya. That takes it out. One person takes it out for machna shchino, and the second person takes it out of machna levia into machna Yisrael. So that's how we know that kochim kalim can be in b'chol makom, but the ear has to be inside machna Yisrael, inside Yerushalayim. Now the Mishnah says shlomim, a regular kochim shlomim. Kochim kalim, also has lach of only kochim kalim, and therefore shchitos and bechol mokum the azara. You can make the shchit any place in the azara. The dom in toin shteima, toin shenaba. You have to make two zrikas, but it ends up to be in the four corners. For nechol and bechol ir, also you can eat any place in Yerushalayim. Lechol ledim, any person, not only you couldn't even as I could eat it. Bechol meichel, any way of cooking it, you could eat it. Leishnei yom v'lai lechod. By Kormi Shlomi Kibin for 2 full days and the night in between. Hamurimihem, the parts of the matana that's given to a Kain, Kiyotzibim has the same halacha that the Kain could also be there for 2 days and 1 night. Ela Shamurim, the part the Chazov Shirt is giving to the Kayim, Nechol Kanim, could be eaten for the Kanim, but not only to the Zichre Kuna, but the Nishayim Levnaim Levdayim, to his wives, his children, and to his Avodim. Smer says, turn around into the bride like this. Pesach says, Vishochat to Pesach Hoyamayid. Shmeit Shchit on the Pesach Hoyamayid. Rashi says, Kol Shalosh Parashos Bishlemin. All these three parashas are talking about a Korban Shlemin. Chad is one of Ben Boker, Vechad Ben Kesev, Vechad B'yez. K'may Sefer Sobe K'vitziv, Vishochat to Pesach Hoyamayid, Vatarat Iksiv, Lefnei Hoyamayid. First Makita says, Vishochat to Pesach Hoyamayid. And it says, Vishochat to Weiss Lefnei Hoyamayid. The third one says, Vishochat Oisai Lefnei Hoyamayid. So what's the three psukim here? La'ach Shir Eskol HaRuchos. The Kutchim Kalim teaches that any place, Rashi said, L'chol HaRuchos Shebazorot means, any place, all the places in the Azor was kosher for the Shechita. Rashi Lefnei Mashmo Kol Shel Lefnei Eichel. V'sheb Stodim. L'kam Yolof Meforsh. Kassul explain it. Skitzi Psukim Kalim teaches, Eskol HaRuchos, that's kosher B'Kutchim Kalim. Kal v'choyim l'tzof, and kal v'choyim l'tzof in his kosher. Oma kodshi kodoshim. Shul huchshu b'chol haruchas. All the sides are no good. Huchshu b'tzofin. Still the tzofin side of the azorah, of the mizbech is kosher. Kodshim kalim shuchshu b'chol haruchas. On all the sides is kosher. Ein adin, isn't it for sure, so to say, shuchshu b'tzofin, that I've added tzofin is kosher. Reb Lezer says, the Chiddush is that even Tzofen is kosher for the Kutchim Kalim. Because otherwise, Yochai would have thought to say, well, I didn't. Uma Kutchim Kalim. Shuch Shre Mechol Aruchos. Leihuch Shar Mekoyma Eitzah Kutchim Kedoshim. But all the other places is no good for a Korban of Kutchim Kedoshim. It's a Kutchim Kedoshim. Shuch Shre Ele B'Tzofen. Kodesh Kedoshim, that's only kosher, the only one place that's kosher, is only on the tzofen side of the Mizbeach. Ein Yodin, isn't that a Svaro? Shle Hukhsha Mekoyma Meitzu Kodeshim Kalim? Then Svaro, I would have thought to say that tzofen is possible for Kodeshim Kalim. Kodeshim Kalim has to be Bechol Ruchos, but not the tzofen. Tamalema, therefore the Pesuk says, Oyel Moid. Says the Pesuk, Oyel Moid, Mash, many places in the Oyel Moid is kosher. Even Tzofen side is also kosher for the Shechita of the Kutchim Kalim. Tzmur says, the Maikam Eflagi. What's the Machoikas over here? It's Maikam